It's here and now, and it is the time of year for tomatoes. Fresh local tomatoes are popping up in supermarkets and farmers markets and in Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst's garden. She has got so many. In fact, she brought some with her into the studio to share it with us. Kathy, great to see you as always.
Great to be here.
And it looks like your garden is doing very well with the tomatoes.
Oh, man, what a year. You know, we've had rain, we've had heat, we've had more rain, we've had more heat. I cannot keep up with them. I spent about 12 hours last weekend canning my famous roasted tomato sauce, which we have a great link to, we have a video to. But we got a lot of tomatoes, and so I thought I would inundate you guys.
Well, and you have. And, I mean, there's such a colorful variety here. I think I might just let Jeremy do the rest of the interview so I can eat these.
Yeah, like he's not going to be eating, right?
But look, I've on this plate in front of us. Heirlooms? Tell us about those.
Yes, or as a little kid, I heard at the farmer's market last weekend saying, Mommy, can we get some more heirlooms? let me just run a few words by you, okay? Take this in as poetry. Green zebra, black crim, brandywine, Captain Lucky, Charlie's mortgage lifter. Sounds like hipster band names, but those are all the names of heirloom tomatoes. So that brings us to the question, what is an heirloom? So an heirloom is a real tomato. It's it has a history, it has flavor, it has texture, and it's often not the most beautiful tomatoes, though I think that they're exquisite,
they
right?
Yeah.
They're not that perfect pinkish red, perfectly round hybrid thing that you see in supermarkets and should stay far, far away from. They have a huge range of flavors and textures and colors. So you have before you, why don't you guys start with the darkest one there, which is the black crim. And there's sea salt in the center if you are inclined taste it with salt.
Isn't that just bad.
I picked that this morning and I knew you would appreciate it.
And by the way, I go to the store all the time and I buy the vine ripe tomatoes. I know it so well that I actually know the code. It's 4664 when you buy them. But these are much better, I will say.
Well, you know, this time of year, you really should be at a farmer's market or be in a friend's garden or picking your own tomatoes. They are so ample right now and they're so fabulous. So, you know, it's a lot like wine where tell me what you taste in that.
Oh, don't make me do that.
a little nuance of citrus?
Sommelier of tomatoes.
Like okay, forget it. Eat
but
the
that
next
little burst
one.
Of sea salt, though, is it always adds it, that richness
exactly.
and depth to it.
It does heighten the flavor of tomato, at least for me. The next one over there, the red one, this is a brandy wine. They often have a little bit of a purple or a dark streak through them. Very sweet, very juicy, fabulous for sandwiches and sauces. Mm-hmm. Really juicy, I think.
A little tangier than the other one.
You're getting into
it. There we
go. There we go.
Now, Kathy, we've got one.
Is there a hint of raspberry there, Jeremy?
It tastes very earthy.
There you go.
No, but what about the tomatoes on toast here?
Okay, let's talk about that. That is like my favorite new recipe. So to begin with, I have so many cherry tomatoes that I'm literally just like, wait, this got to stop. I put them in a roasting pan, olive oil, garlic, some fresh herbs, basil, oregano, thyme, chives, whatever you've got, slow, keyword, slow roast, 225 degrees, about an hour and a half. The sugars intensify. Just taste the tomatoes in the bowl next to you first.
Oh, all right.
I know, he's like halfway.
So we're deconstructing this here.
I want this to build. I want it, it's like an orchestra, right?
Should I have it with the garlic? Because I see garlic
sure.
on here as well.
And taste that juice. Okay, that is just like the purest cherry tomato flavor. And those you could also can or freeze. They're fabulous. So then I thought, all right, what do we do with these slow roasted cherry tomatoes? So I had some French bread and I brushed it with olive oil and grilled it. Then I took whole Vermont ricotta cheese and I whipped it with thyme and basil and a little of the cherry tomato juice and I've grilled it for you. So have a crunch.
Okay.
And that is...
I think I'm hearing stomachs growl across the country right now in your description of this.
Well, they'll be really happy when they see the recipe because I would eat this for breakfast with espresso. Mm. I would eat this for lunch with a salad. I would serve this with cocktails in the late afternoon. And I would also serve it for dinner with absolutely anything. Creamy, crunchy, and that fresh, fresh tomato.
It's sort of like a bruschetta with some goat cheese on it here.
Kind of, but the ricotta gives it a creaminess. It's a little different.
Yes.
Okay, but we've only just begun here. Another toast that's very famous in Spain, which is called pan con tomate, where you grate tomatoes. That's a really great trick if you want to break the tomatoes down for a sauce. Put them on the biggest grater of a box grater, the old-fashioned ones, and grate the tomato. It cuts right through the skin, and it juices it right up for you. And with pan con tomate, they eat this in Spain for breakfast with espresso or, you know, café con leche, and they just take the toast and they grill it and then they rub it with a garlic clove and then they put this grated cheese on it and it's heaven. It's a great way to start the day.
I think you're Frenchifying that word, by the way. I believe it's pan con tomate.
Well, pardon.
But if you...
You didn't want to go the route of describing the flavors, but well, you
Let's
got the
get back to the
down.
Sommelier.
But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Okay. Maybe you're wrong and maybe I'm wrong. All right?
We'll find out.
You say tomato, I say tomato.
Oh,
I say
okay.
It all tastes good.
Right.
All right. Let's talk about salads. There's the classic. How do you pronounce this, Jeremy? Caprese salad?
Caprese.
Caprese, yes. Si. Fresh milky mozzarella slices, fresh tomatoes. The classic is basil. I've been making it with fresh mint, which gives it a whole new spin.
That's interesting.
And grated lemon zest in the olive oil and the vinegar. Wonderful, easy summer salad. A chopped salad with tomatoes, peppers, feta, cucumbers. Another wonderful one. And then there's, how do you pronounce this one? Panzanella, the Italian bread.
I think you
and
got
tomato.
That right.
You
th- yeah.
Oh, wait, say that again.
Panzanella?
No, I think you got it right. We have a great recipe from a friend on Martha's Vineyard.
By the way, all the recipes and videos she's talking about are at hereandnow.org if you want to check it out as you're listening.
Exactly. What about salsa? You know, this peppers are out, onions are out. You chop about 4 or 5 different types of tomatoes.
Any particular variety better for salsa than others, or does
it
matter?
You want juice. Okay. Taste that yellow one on your plate. That's a low acid yellow tomato. Those are really wonderful in sauces because of the lack of acid. Mm-hmm. When you're making a hot tomato sauce, I really, really love those too, and they're such a beautiful sunny yellow. But you can also, I have a great recipe from Marianne Esposito, the public television personality who does Ciao Italia. She does a stacked sandwich in a bread loaf where she stacks white bread, basil, tomatoes, and keeps going. And then you slice it up, and it's a really clever take on a tomato sandwich, which ultimately, if I have to be honest, is the greatest summer pleasure of all, is some good bread, a slice of fresh picked tomato, maybe mayonnaise, maybe not, but good sea salt.
Now, what about, since autumn is on its way, I'm looking
Don't
at my
say
slow
that.
Cooker, I'm thinking sauces?
Exactly. So we have this, my classic I do every year, roasted tomato sauce. We have a video of me making it. This is the recipe. I'll tell you it again because it's so good, no one believes it's true. Chop tomatoes, put them in a roasting pan. Chop onions, chop basil, chop garlic, olive oil, 475 degrees. Walk away, take a swim, take a walk, hang out with the kids, whatever. Have a glass of wine. 50 minutes later, sauce. It caramelizes because of the high heat of the oven, and the fresh tomatoes just break down because of the heat. Instant sauce, you can freeze it or you can can it. And in the piece, I tell you how to do that because that's a scary word for a lot of people.
Kathy, do you...
Yes.
What do you think when people say to you, I don't like the membrane of the tomato. I just want to have the...
So not what I thought you were going to say.
Is that disturbing to you when
well,
you hear that?
Well, it's more you hear about the skin.
They don't like the skin. They
yes,
want the skin gone.
And a really quick trick for that is pop it into boiling water, take it out, pop it into icy water, and the peel comes right off. Membrane, we'll talk about later.
Kathy Gunston, we've got recipes and links and videos at hereandnow.org. Kathy, thanks so much as always.
Thanks. It was fun.
Well, let's wrap this up so we can finish all these delicious little bites here. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.